Adventures with Admiral Byrd. Another thrilling episode from the breathtaking career of one of America's greatest explorers. And again we present, in person, Admiral Richard E. Byrd.
Greetings, adventurers, young and old. One of the most popular events of our second Antarctic expedition was the weekly program broadcast by a leading radio network to us from the United States called The Mailbag. In this program, an announcer would read the men's messages from friends and loved ones, business messages, and so forth. News from home was often humorous, sometimes sad. But the system had its drawbacks. Sitting in the mess hall before the loudspeaker of our radio, all could hear a message intended for the ears of one. Often enough, this resulted in a decided reddening of the ears in question. Certainly, a message soon became camp property, and words written at haste came back often during the year 1934 to haunt many an innocent explorer. Today, we might find it fun to look into one of the weekly sessions with the mailbag, broadcast from the United States of Little America on the other side of the world.
Hey, Seaman! Seaman! What's up, Dusty? What's the matter?
Mailbag tonight. Are you coming?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not expecting any messages tonight. I got some work to do on the tractors with some of the boys, so
well, drop it, Demas, drop it. As a personal friend, I advise you not to miss it.
Yeah?
And look, Dusty, what are you cooking up now?
Nothing on you, Demas, I promise. But it'll be a nice earful. You know the way Carboni makes me eat out of a cold frying pan when I'm late for dinner?
Huh?
Well, tonight, I'm gonna fix his wagon, Carboni.
Say, if you get in wrong with the cook...
Oh, don't worry, he'll never know. Now, look, here's what I did. I got a friend in the States, see? And he got a...
Give us this day our daily whale blubber.
Take terrible, Slosback. Whatever this mess is.
Oh, I don't know, Dusty. After a day in the open, you're just about ready.
What's the matter, Dusty? Huh? Feel me. Don't you like it?
Well, Carboni, the meat's good, but the preparation.
Oh.
A little of this and a little of that.
Now listen, Dusty. Keep it up, and I'll fit you to the camp. Well done, the same night.
Oh, happy camp. It certainly would be a change.
Oh, I say, mailbag tonight. I wonder if I got any messages.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, fellas, eat up fast, fast. We got to get this joint cleaned up in time for the mailbag broadcast.
Hey, Justin, come in and shut the door. This ain't Palm Beach.
Okay. No need to get huffy, Carboni, my man.
There it is. We'll be on in a minute.
Just as soon as we get to station. 25 seconds. Need any help in the kitchen, Chef?
On your way, Scott. I'm supposed to get the sanitary.
Quiet. Here it comes.
Hello, Middle America. This is Connected in New York calling. Again, we're happy to present the weekly mailbag.
And remember last week that asbestos lying letter Joe got? He hasn't been able to face anybody in camp since.
We're pleased to be able to do this small service for you who are serving the cause of science in the name of your government, who are pushing back the last frontiers on the face of the earth, facing a relentless, frigid wasteland with courage and higher spirit. And now, without further ado, we bring you the words of the
book
back.
Sit down now.
Our first letter is from Topeka, Kansas, addressed to Mr. Al Carboni, the
expedition.
My dear Mr. Carboni, or would you rather I called you Al? I've heard so much about you and read about you in the paper. I feel as if I knew you a long time. I'm 45 years old, fairly attractive, with brown hair, brown eyes. I know you'll like me when you meet me. I've always considered a man who cooks a very brave man. When you get back to the United States, I'd like very much to meet you. The letter is signed, Letty Lordow.
I don't know about Letty Lordow.
Departure of my because he didn't know how to cook.
Ah.
I am 38 years old and have only one child by my second husband. The boy is only 8 years old and would adore you, I'm sure. I have $8,000 in the bank and some real estate my first husband left me.
There
are awful slow paying the rent. Maybe if you were on hand to help collect the money, since you're a big, strong man, we could do better with it. Please thank Mr. Dustin for giving me your name. You big, brave explorer. I'll write again. Please answer me. Al is such a masculine name. And the letter is saying, this is Frederick Fulmart of Dover, Delaware. And he says, P.S.
Hey, Carboni.
What do you want, Phyllis?
Dustin's afraid to come in and eat. He wants to know if all's forgiven.
No. Oh, no. It ain't all forgiven. If he shows his mug around here, I'll have it stewed for dinner.
Ah, Carboni, can't you dig a joke? What kind of a marine are you?
Now, listen, you. I can take it as good as the next guy, but Dusty stepped over the line once too often. I didn't kick when he was night watchman, did I? The time he woke up my section with a fire siren, howling, the various bust loose from the mainland.
Well, it was only a joke to get
only,
the guys out
yeah,
of
yeah, only what? We all hopped out of bed, scared, stiff, and down here pulled our pants off.
Hey, what's for breakfast, Chef?
Collateral, slap back. Tell that guy he better not show his face around here until I cool off.
Uh-oh. Who's that, Al?
That's it. You got half the women in the United States waiting for me, telling them I'm looking for a wife.
Well, what are you kicking about? I think I'll have to ask him to do the same for me.
See, Carboni? Dusty really did you a big favor.
No, not the old heads who's got after me, he hasn't. Dear Mr. Carboni, since my late lamentable first husband died, it's an international
Well, why are you stewing? Would you mind ladling out my scrapple? You know, the food's bad enough here, but I'd like to tease my appetite with it.
Sure, yeah. Don't choke on it, Slapback.
Not even a few gagging noises?
Yeah, go on, see it. I got some talking to do you. You're too, Phyllis.
You mean Dusty's got to go hungry?
Listen, I ain't stopping for meeting. But I ain't saying what'll happen when he shows up.
Listen, Al, you're making a big mistake. You ought to let bygones be bygones. You're really not making the most of your opportunities.
What do you mean?
Now, listen. Look, Seamus, can we trust you?
Well, no murder or mayhem.
Oh, no. Nothing like that, I promise.
Yeah? I ain't promised nothing, Slapback.
Well, this will satisfy even you, Carboni. Now, listen. Demas, you go tell Dusty that Carboni's willing to forgive and forget, see? In the meantime, this is what you do, Al. Go out and get...
Hey, Demas, is it safe?
Huh? Oh, sure, come on in. Come on, he won't bite yet.
Okay.
Okay, Dusty.
Come and eat. Well, I'd be moth-eaten for an old pair of pants.
I could take a joke. Besides, I'm responsible for your health, in a way. No sense to bear in a grudge.
Now, shake hands and call off the feud, will you?
Well, I'll do better than that. Here, save you some scrapple for breakfast. Eat hearty, boys.
Gee, that's swell. Now you're talking. Give me that stuff, will you?
I think I'll move my coffee over and join you, Dusty. I hate to eat alone.
That's well.
You want more, Dusty? Just holler. I'll be in a kitchen.
Okay. Hey, you know, that guy's really a good sport. Here, let me dig into this, will you? Say, did you guys eat scrapple today?
Yeah.
Well, this is awful. It's greasy and flat.
Try some salt in it.
Did yours taste bad?
It was all right, I guess.
Well, mine was all right.
You know, Carboni's up to something. He put some axle grease in here, I'll bet. I'd go on, you nut.
For God's sake, don't let him hear you say that. You want to get him bad again?
Well, I don't know. Anyway, what harm can a little axle grease do me?
Sure.
I'll eat it. He won't get any satisfaction out of me.
Here he comes again.
You want some more?
No. I'm not through with this yet, Chef. It's swell. It's good scrabble, really.
Okay, well, I'll be around if you want any more.
Okay. Any more? That's a hot one. I'm gagging on this stuff now. I will ask for some more. He won't get a word out of me.
Good idea. If he did put something in it...
Sure. You'll fool him good. He'll think it didn't bother you.
Yeah, I hate to, but... Hey, Carboni, you got any more of that scrapple? It's great.
Come in right up. Everybody said it was very good today.
Sure it is. Sure, thanks. Boy, this is good.
You know, if I wasn't so full...
Me too.
see you around. Got to clean up now.
Okay, see you later. Wonder if I can dump this stuff out anywhere.
Don't be a dope. He's near the coffee urn. You know, he's got an eagle's eye. And now here, wolf it down, just like you're enjoying it.
Yep. Guess I might as well. This'll teach him it doesn't do him any good to play tricks on me.
Yeah, I'll do.
Holy pajamas, this is terrible.
How's it doing, Dusty?
Want some more? Well, I'm full up to my ears now, Carboni. Otherwise, I would.
Well, finished them both, didn't you?
Sure. Darn good, too. Yeah,
just goes to show. You can never be sure about those things.
Now, what do you mean?
Well, if you say it's good, it must be. Yes, the funny thing is, I didn't think at first that it was such a good combination.
What?
Grapple and castor oil.
And so it goes. High spirits and practical jokes. Perhaps as necessary as food for the men marooned in the South Pole, creating a civilization of their own. Join us in the next adventure with Admiral Byrd. The introductory narration was spoken by Admiral Byrd in person.